The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, I find this miracle one of the most perplexing, and there are many perplexing miracles in John's Gospel, to forget the miracle of the wedding feast at Cana and the man born blind. But this one is perplexing because the man himself seems to be a complete ingrate. And Jesus heals him. He doesn't know who it is. Jesus comes back a second time, and he figures out that it's Jesus. And then he goes and, well, squeals on him to the Pharisees gratuitously. Absolutely unnecessary to do so, knowing full well that the Pharisees were angered at the fact that he was carrying his mat and walking, and would be sure in some sense to accuse Jesus for instructing him to do so. But he does it anyway. And of course, it's such a strange set of circumstances. Most of the time, people are thankful. But in this particular case, just like with the 9 out of 10 lepers, there's not only an absence of thanksgiving, there's almost ingratitude. That is to say, the antithesis of gratitude, a desire to hurt the person who helped, to bite the hand that feeds us. And of course, Jesus knows full well ahead of time that this man is very likely to do this. He actually warns him, don't do anything sinful, almost as if he's giving him a forewarning that he knows what he is about to do. And the man ignores that as well. Yet Jesus went ahead and, allowed himself, he reveals himself to the man again. When he is in the marketplace there. And so you wonder, well, what is this all about? And I think it's all about a main sort of principle, Lenten principle, that's always kind of in the offing. And that is, we can't expect gratitude from the people that we help. The kind of love that Jesus is talking about actually will tolerate ingratitude for helping a person. Jesus almost is saying to us through the ages and through this story, he's saying to us, be careful because the expectation of gratitude is not part of agape. It's not part of a genuine compassion. If a person needs help, you help them irrespective of whether they're going to be an ingrate, which Jesus certainly knew this man would be. But nevertheless, He helps him anyway because he was in need of help. And of course, there's that, whole thing as we're kind of moving into the Christian life, and I still feel it. Oh, gosh, when you really have gone out of your way to do something for somebody and they don't help, they don't thank you, not even a bit. Joan can tell you, I go, wow, not even a thank you, for writing that letter or doing whatever, and no, nothing, I still feel that, it just gets me because, of course, there was the subtle expectation that somebody would be grateful for what I have done. Yet Jesus calls us even to a completely non-reciprocal view of love. So non-reciprocal that it doesn't anticipate for thankfulness, and further anticipates the antithesis of thankfulness. Somebody who's an ingrate, somebody who's going to literally, harm, us, despite the fact that we've helped them, even a person who would, bite the hand that feeds us. And Jesus says, it's okay. Help them too. Your reward will be in heaven. This is what's required in the world. This is the only way we're going to make the world better. And so, of course, The whole premise, don't know if you're a great friend of Les Miserables, but Les Miserables is, the book itself has this tension going on in it between first the bishop, you know, who helps, you know, Jean Valjean, and then finally, of course, the policeman, I always forget his name. Joubert, who can't bring himself ultimately to do what he's supposed to do, to bite the hand that has fed him. He can't do it. He throws himself in the river at the end. And of course, the key thought, of course, is that our view, love, is that we just go ahead and do what Jean Valjean did. We love even if we can anticipate that the person that we're loving, like Joubert, will bite the hand that is feeding him. And of course, that's exactly the self-sacrificial love of Jesus that we will soon be celebrating, which became, of course, the unconditional act of love which saved us. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.